Welcome, welcome, welcome. How do you guys like that Kama Sutra music? This is Kim for Kiss and Tell. Hello, everyone. Once again, this is Kim coming in with Evan the Dude.
Hey, everybody.
And today I'm excited to talk to you about an email that I got from a girl, actually. Usually we get, you know, guys sending me emails and everything else, but today a girl actually sent me an email. And the whole reason why we got this whole kind of Kama Sutra-ish music is because we're going to talk a little bit about sex today. Ooh la la, right, Evan?
Get your incense out.
What kind of incense do you use at home, huh?
Strawberry.
Oh, you're so lying, man. I've never seen you with strawberry incense. Talking about incense...
Vanilla.
You know, I actually used a jasmine incense once at home, and I had a girl over, and she's like, hey, I know that scent. I'm like, really? Like, you like it? It's like, yeah, what is it? I'm like, it's jasmine. Oh. And she's like, well, I thought it smelled like the Buddhist temple. Like, uh-oh, I guess that's a wrong scent to use in the bedroom from now on. I don't want girls to think of that Buddhist temple when they get into my bedroom.
Your holy shrine.
Well, so to speak, maybe she can...
I thought she would have said, oh, it's like smells like Chinese tea or something. Or Japanese
No. She was totally telling me about how my bedroom smelled like a Buddhist temple. And I'm like, great. Now, how to kill the mood 101. But anyway, going back to the email, I get this this really fascinating email because this is a common question, I guess, for a lot of people, regardless of your dating experience. But basically, the email goes like this. Like, hi, Kim. I've been dating this guy for about 2 months now. And, you know, we've gone on quite a few dates. At first, I only wanted him to be his friend. We started, you know, he wanted to date, but then kind of push him away. Like, no, I just want to be his friends. But then as things progressed and we kept on going out, you know, I'm starting to develop feelings for him. We talk a lot, you know, maybe almost every day. And we see each other between 2 to 4 times a week. And I'm like, well, sounds great to me. I mean, what's the issue? She eventually tells me, well, do you think it's safe for me to sleep with him after 2 months? Now, that's an interesting question, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I'm not... I mean, I have an idea of where it might be coming from. But, yeah, I mean, the question as it's framed, or at least the way you framed it, is a little bit odd. In the sense that it's like, well, what are your concerns? You know, why is that even a question?
I know, right? I mean, you know, I don't know anything about the background of this woman, so I can't give you specifics. But the way I read this is, first of all, this sounds like somebody who's inexperienced. I could imagine somebody who hasn't dated a lot, who could be a virgin, you know, asking me, well, is it safe for me to sleep with a guy after 2 months?
Well, I guess, I mean, safe... First of all, it's what does it mean safe? And then second of all, I mean, in some sense, it's like why are you asking permission about it? You know, it's like why are you concerned about it?
Exactly. So after digging a little deeper, because I emailed a few back and forth, and you know, she's actually.
Well, you're good for that, and people should email you with questions.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's the first thing that people should understand, first of all. You know, there's a lot of dating advice out there, but, you know, the answer you're going to get is going to vary based on how much information you give and how specific you share the details of your situation. In terms of that, this girl, you know, is not a inexperienced at all. She's had quite a few boyfriends before, but the concern she had before is she used to jump too quickly into relationships with guys that were actually not good for her.
Mm-hmm.
So now her biggest issue right now is like, how does she know this guy is going to be good for her? And how does she know that sleeping with him is not going to, you know, cloud her judgment, basically?
So she's just not trusting herself.
Basically. And this, I think, is a big answer to, well, the answer we're about to give is like, what, you know, what is the real reason why you ask those questions usually? You know, usually a lot of these questions comes up because you have certain fears. And a lot of those fears relates back to yourself and your own perception of the situation versus whether it's safe or not. I think the better question here is, when is a good time to sleep with someone?
Right.
You know? Now...
And sometimes in real life, it's beneficial to actually take your question and perhaps reframe it to capture a better concern.
Exactly. So, now if you reframe that question that way, I mean, in your own experience, Evan, I mean, when is the best time to sleep with someone?
When it feels right.
And how do you know if it feels right?
You just know.
You sound like a girl right now, Evan.
I'm not trying to be obtuse about it. I mean, there's no right answer, and it depends on what your goals are. It depends on where you're at in your life. It depends on whether or not you want a relationship. It depends on whether or vice versa you want just a quick one night stand. If you're looking for a one night stand, there's no night like tonight. So mm-hmm. it really depends on what you want. I mean, you have to be in touch with yourself first to answer that question.
Yeah. And I think that's what I'd like to tell people tonight. It's like the best time to sleep with someone is when it feels right. When you feel safe, when you feel confident, and you feel turned on. I mean, it's very hard for me to tell people, like, oh, you can't sleep. I mean, I'm not that kind of dating coach. Like, was it Steve Harvey wrote a book, Think Like a Man, or something like that? And if you remember, I actually watched the movie. Do you ever watch that?
No, I don't even know who Steve Harvey is, but that's fine.
You know, the comedian. The black comedian.
No.
Okay, never mind. But he had a rule, like, usually, you know, the best way to know is to give yourself a time limit, maybe like 2 months or 3 months of not sleeping with a guy, and make sure that he's taking the girl out, you know, and make sure that he actually committed to her before she sleeps with him. Because according to Steve Harvey, you know, a lot of men just want to jump in, and once they have it, you know, that it's a done deal, you know. But I'm not that kind of dating coach who would be like giving like these, you know, random rules without understanding the person's situation.
Yeah.
And the truth is, as you said, it really depends on what you want. And it depends on how comfortable you are with yourself and your own personal sexuality. The way I look at it is sex should be a natural progression of how much you like somebody. If it takes you 1 week to really feel comfortable with somebody, to feel really turned on by somebody, to feel really safe with somebody, then what's wrong with doing it in a week? If it's one night because you know that this is not really a relationship, but this is more like something for fun and you really want to do it because you want to, not because you're trying to leverage sex as some kind of bargaining tool in getting a relationship, then why not do it tonight? You know? I always feel like it is so funny to me, actually, when people negotiate sex as part of the relationship.
But there's people who negotiate sex, and then there are people who, for moral reasons, don't want to have sex, say, until marriage. And if that's your thing, then that's your thing. And that actually is a pretty easy answer to the question. There are and you know, I respect that belief. You know, at the same time, though, there are people who, you know, have this lingering guilt, not because they particularly subscribe to any sort of moral code, but because they themselves are tangentially influenced by other people's morality. And so, and this is, you know, and other sort of cultural mores and get all wrapped up in what other people would think about when they sleep with somebody. And if you're motivated by that, you need to stop. Because, you know, you're not other people and other people are not you. This is your life and
your body too.
And your body, exactly.
Yeah, and you're right, Evan. I mean, if it's a religious belief or some kind of real reason, I mean, there's nothing wrong with waiting, okay? There's absolutely nothing wrong with waiting. I mean, everybody has different dating rituals, if I can call it that way, you know? And I've had clients who told me straight up, listen, I want to go out, I want to date. But because of my religious reasons, you know, I want to wait for marriage for sex, and I can work with that as well, you know. And this is why you want to ask yourself, when is the right time to sleep with somebody, whether you're a man or woman, ask yourself, what is the real fear behind it? What is the real reason you're even asking yourself that? Because if you're talking about, you know, if you're thinking about sex, at least the way I look at it, as I said, sex is an outgrowth of you liking somebody. Right, but sex is also a natural part of you exploring the relationship with somebody. Whereas a lot of people nowadays, especially in America, they look at sex as something completely separate from the relationship. Whereas the way I look at it is sex is very much part of that human experience, part of that connection. And sex can be an exploration of the physical connection you have with somebody versus, as I said, some kind of a bargaining tool, you know? And this is what I really want to stress to everyone out there. Like, how do you view sex? Most of these questions comes back to, what is your comfort level with your own sexuality? How do you view sex? As a woman, do you think of sex as if he sleeps with me too early, I'm giving in? Or do you think of it as, I'm owning this because I love sex too? I recognize that, you know, being finding a partner that I really enjoy, I want not only, you know, the human connection, the emotional connection, but I also want the physical connection. I want to know early on enough to know that I'm not wasting my time. Because let's be true. What is the role of sex in your life? Ask you that today. In my personal relationship, I think sex is important. You know, I would never date a woman long term if I didn't feel some kind of sexual chemistry. Right? Ask yourself this too. If you're thinking about marriage, right? Is marriage just a partnership, as in like what you can build your life with in terms of, oh, does he have a good job? Does she have a good job? You know, does he come from a good family? All these are great. All these are great for figuring out and discovering each other's values. Do you have a compatibility? Do you have commonalities in terms of values? But what is the role of sex in that relationship as well? You know, if you have a great partnership, then why don't you go into business with them? You don't need to make them your wife or your husband, right? But if you're looking for not only an emotional partnership, but a sexual partnership, you need to figure out for yourself, when is the right time for me to discover, you know, if we have physical chemistry?
Well, I mean, let's be real. I mean, a lot of people do consider marriage as some sort of partnership and a way to achieve a higher social status. And some people use sex as that bargaining chip. And, you know, it's sad, frankly, when that happens, because more times than not, it's not going to work out. But that is a reality.
You know, and I guess it comes back also to your attitude on what sex means to you. As a man, I know a lot of guys who are a little shy or less confident. They look at sex as getting sex from somebody, right? So for them, it's like, oh, I want to get sex from her as soon as I can. Otherwise, I might lose her or I might miss some opportunity, right? And maybe it's the same with women, you know, like they feel like, I don't want to give sex to men because I'm not getting something back early enough. And I think that is such the wrong attitude. I think you should look at sex as giving. No matter you're a man or woman, I'm giving sex to this woman because I love this woman. I'm giving her sex because I have the ability to give her a tremendous amount of pleasure. And giving that giving pleasure is another form of caring. I want her to feel good, so I'm going to do everything in my power to give her the best experience possible. Now, if you're a woman, you can think of it that way too. Instead of thinking of, I'm going to give it to him because I'm trying to get him to commit or something like that, how about you think of sex as, I'm giving sex to him because I enjoy it. I want to make him feel good as well, to show him that I actually care for him, and I also want him to feel great physically.
Now, Kim, a lot of people, especially some females, I think, listening to this are going to hear, wait a minute. So basically, you're basically saying that as a guy, you're a sex god, and your role is to give sex as if she really cares.
Well, you know, I can't speak for all women out there, you know, and maybe she doesn't care, but that's the attitude I take with it. And so far, the kind of women I personally like to date are women who are sexually confident, who don't use sex as a bargaining chip, you know, and who view sex as very much a part of that connection instead of a separate tool. So am I saying I'm a sex god? Of course not. Women out there has plenty of choice in terms of who they choose to have sex with, who they choose to sleep with. But when you can come together with that same mindset, with that equal attitude that you view sex as giving and you're both willing to give, then I think you have the basis of a strong relationship because you agree from the beginning that sex is not a bargaining chip. You agree that this is me sharing my love for you. And they use the love very loosely, okay? This is not the, you know, I'm not using the term love like, oh, this is the, you know, the what's it called? The woman of my life or the man of my life, whatever it is. You know, it's, you want to share that, that caringness to somebody. And when you do that, I find that people open up so much more. I find that people are much more receptive to you, who you are as a person. I find that people are much more honest with you in the relationship as well. Whereas when you start using, oh, I'll get you this gift versus I'll give you this sex, you know, it becomes too much of a trade-off, too much of a value exchange. And I don't deny that in a relationship, you know, there's some kind of value being exchanged constantly, right? But you shouldn't be keeping track of that. You know, it's from that attitude of self-respect, you know, like I'm going to give as much as I can given my means, whether it's physically, whether it's financially, whether it's whatever it is that you choose to give in your own personal ability. But sex is not a bargaining chip. It's a natural progression of how much I like somebody. I mean, anything else you can think of on that, Evan?
No, I mean, I think that's a healthy way to approach it. I mean, I just think that there are, unfortunately, a lot of people who don't subscribe to that message, and like you said, use sex as the bargaining chip, or I mean, it's the whole phrase of, you know, guys saying that they got laid, or they're, I'm going to get laid, or I want to get laid, that kind of thing. I mean, guys have the wrong mentality too, you know, because in some sense, it not only communicates
that you're trying to get something.
That you're trying, but yeah, I mean that you're, you know, your own, you know, that you don't have something to offer, but it also communicates that you are there to take something.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know how else to put it, you know. So going back to the original question, is it safe for you to sleep with him after 2 months? I think it's fair. Assuming that you feel confident with that man, assuming that you feel comfortable, and assuming that she feels turned on by him, there is nothing wrong with sleeping with him after 2 months.
Well, I think the emailer in this question is probably getting at the idea of, well, if I sleep with him, am I sending the wrong signal? I mean, if she may be concerned, and I'm not sure exactly what her goals are here, but if her goal is, I'd like to have a relationship, but am I sending the wrong signal? Meaning, like, is he gonna not value me as a relationship partner because I have sex with him, you know, within 2 months of us really, you know, developing a friendship with each other? I would say that actually, you know, that's a pretty low risk.
Yeah, and now that you bring that up, actually, I think it's a good time for us to discuss that as well. Is like, is there a risk nowadays from guys mistaking a woman for just a hookup, you know? And again, I think it comes back to the attitude, once again, you have about sex. Because I'll be straight up, I've dated women where I slept with them on the very, very second date. And those develop into wonderful relationships.
Right. I mean, there's some science behind that as well, I think. I mean, I'm not a sexologist.
Yeah.
But, you know, something about orgasm releasing, you know, hormones and
I mean, yeah, like having sex with somebody releases those bonding kind of hormones, like oxytocin or whatever it is, right? But as I said, I think people can feel why you have sex with them, you know? At least with a woman that I've had in the past, even with those that I slept very fast with, they could feel like I did it because I liked them.
Yeah.
And obviously, I followed up with them afterwards, and I, you know, maintained the contact, and it developed into a great relationship. I think women need to give themselves credit to the fact that they can actually, if they really pay attention, they can sense whether the guy is there just for sex or if he actually likes that person. You can sense in the amount of conversation you guys have. You guys can sense it is the way he flirts with you. Is every single flirting that you have with him related back to his trophy in between his pants? I mean, it can be funny, but can you guys actually share some kind of real talk on other topics as well? And do you guys respect each other? And I think that's a big key here too. A lot of people jump into the bedroom without knowing if they really respect that person as a person. meaning like, do you admire this person for who they are? And I, you know, and if you admire that person, whether you're man and woman, you tend to respect that person for who they are, right? And if you do, I would say that sleeping with somebody even early is still safe, because you can sense that that person values you for the real human being that you are, beyond the fact that you have tits and ass and boobs, or beyond the fact that you have a nice pecs and a cock, you know. And give yourself credit, people. Trust in yourself more. Really pay attention to the kind of interaction you have with your potential partner, and ask yourself, do I like this person? And if you like this person, have a little bit of faith not only in them, but in yourself, to know that, you know, whatever decision I make, whether it's sleep with that person this week or like in 2 months, is going to be the right decision for me. And the big thing is, do it for yourself. If you decide to have sex with somebody, do it because you want to. You like to. You're proud to. And if you decide to sleep with that person because of those feelings, I say go for it. Right?
Amen.
Now, I guess this week's going to be an all-girls session, because I did get a separate email from a different girl, actually, which deals again with sex, as I said at the beginning of this call. And it deals with performance anxiety. Hi, Kim. I started dating this guy, and I wanted to have sex with him really bad. We've been dating quite a bit of times, and he's really sweet. I think he's very attractive. He's intelligent. And the first time that we did it, you know, I was so excited, because we used to make out every day. You know, every day, maybe not every day, but a lot, and I was so turned on. So he had no problem getting hard, but about after 10 or 15 minutes, he got down, he lost it, and he couldn't get it back up again. Is that very common? And how do I fix this? Because I actually tried to go down on him after he got soft, and it just wouldn't work. Well, I'm going to start this question first before letting Evan his share, because I'm sure Evan has plenty of things to say. I don't know if he does, but I always like to think he does. But
see my stoic face?
Yeah, exactly, right? First of all, I think it's great that you're wondering about this, because I want to let all women know out there, men do get anxious when they're about to have sex with you. Not every man. But if they like you a lot, it's very common to kind of secretly put the whole bedroom experience on a pedestal. You know, oh my God, it's going to be so amazing. It's going to be awesome. And I really want her to think of me as a stud. You know, like, you guys don't understand, you know, like the pressure that men face, you know, in terms of the dating lives. I mean, women, you complain about, you know, guys only wanting you for sex or whatever, or guys not paying enough attention to you and not listening enough to you. But as guys, we have the pressure, okay, we have to make the first step, we have to set up the date, we have to, you know, impress you in some form of fashion, you know, so that you can pay attention, right? I mean, that's the common, process. And then when it comes to the bedroom, we want to think like, oh, you know, we want to impress you in our bedroom skills, with the fact that we can last forever, you know, and then the fact that we can make you come. So I really respect the fact that she's asking, you know, what can I do to avoid that? And also, does that mean something? Does that say something about me? And I'm going to say it very upfront right now. He's performance issues has nothing to do with you. So get those doubts away from yourself. It does not mean that you're not attractive enough. It does not mean that, you know, he doesn't like you. It usually means he's too nervous most of the time.
Well, usually.
Yeah, usually. Obviously, you have a thought in mind. You want to expand on that?
No, I'm just, you know, I'm not sure there's a blanket rule. I'm sure that sometimes guys are not that hard because they are in the bedroom and they're not that attracted to you. I mean, it's possible. I mean,
but that's a key point. That's a little different. That's a different reasoning. But
in this case, the fact pattern, the scenario was that he was hard for 10 minutes and then lost it. So that's a different, or 15 minutes or whatever,
exactly.
and then lost
exactly.
it. So that's a different.
And again, if you remember, she's been dating him for a little bit. She's been talking to him, so they're obviously attracted to each other.
Right.
You know, this is not a one night stand where it's like, okay, maybe he drank too much and he lost it or something. But in this situation, I would say, first of all, it's probably his own nervousness that's making him do that. He probably puts too much pressure on himself to impress you. So it's completely normal that he lost it. Second is, let's be honest, most guys, biologically, from what I've read, again, I don't time myself, so I can't speak of that. You know? But typically, you know, your average time to keep it hard is about 15-20 minutes anyway.
Yeah, well, I mean it's you guys are not going to stay hard forever and ever and ever. I mean, so
unless you have outside help.
Unless you have extra help, exactly. You know.
So don't beat yourself up either, you know. I mean, so again, it could be something that is just biological.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's after a while it's going to start hurting. Okay, and as a biological reaction, your body's going to try to stop the hurting. That's kind of just the way it works.
Wait, what do you mean starts hurting?
You're going to start getting like blue balls. You know, if you're hard for so long,
But she's stimulating it.
Well, there is such a thing as overstimulation.
Well, here the truth comes out, ladies. Listen to this.
It's just the way it is. I mean, you know, it's after a while of not getting a release, your body is going to retreat because it can't take it anymore. You know, it's gotta either, you know, have to come out or it's gotta back down, and that's just the way it works.
So now that we know that, so first of all, I don't want you to feel bad about it. You know, I recommend you to try again. But here's a big key thing here that I think the one mistake you made is that you started focusing on his cock, on his penis.
Which made him focus on his penis also.
Exactly. And, you know, for all the ladies out there, if you're facing a man who's having, like, sexual performance issues, you need to focus away from the penis. Once a man is naked in the bedroom with you, I mean, I hate to say it, he feels a little vulnerable too, just like you are. You know, he's stark naked. He wants to make you feel good just as much as you want to make him feel good. And if he goes soft, I'm sure he's feeling bad already. I'm sure he's slightly embarrassed already. Assuming that's not because he doesn't like you, okay? I'm assuming he likes you and everything. You know, I'm sure he feels bad already. So when the first thing that comes out of your mouth, oh, don't worry about it, you know, let me give you a blowjob, that actually makes it worse for us. Because, again, it's like, oh, shit, I can't get it up. What if I can't get it up even if she gave me a blowjob? That actually gets our mind to think about our little toy down there, and that doesn't help. The better solution...
Well, and just more to that point, number one, it could be even more stimulation than he needs.
Exactly. You know, back to your original point.
Number one. Number two, it depends on how good she is at giving blowjobs.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if she, you know, now accidentally uses too much teeth or, you know, does something that like causes him to flinch, you know, in pain, then that's also just as another physiological reaction, not going to help the situation.
Very, very good, Evan. I mean, I didn't think of this point, but those are so, so very true. So the best way to handle this situation is actually like comforting, like, hey, don't worry about it. And then go back to making out. Go back to making out. Go back to frolicking in the bedroom. Go back to caressing. Go back to giving each other massages. Go back to, like, forget about the whole eating each other out. Allow him to explore his sexuality with you in other ways than focusing on the penis, right? If he likes to eat you out, allow him to eat you out. But most of the time, if you go back to the whole, like, taking the whole bedroom experience away from the genitals it will come back up. Trust me on this.
Yeah. I mean, skin-to-skin contact is really good.
Very, it's very erotic.
Very erotic, very arousing. I love looking at a girl's eyes, you know, a sexy face looking at me, you know, will get me every time.
Exactly. And stroking her hair and everything. And I'll be honest with you, a lot of times, even myself, and I'm putting myself on the air here, when I'm eating a girl out, I don't get hard from eating a girl out. I enjoy it, but I don't get hard from it. So girls, sometimes they are surprised. What turns me on is making out with a girl, caressing her, touching her chest, letting my hands linger down her back, or like really squeezing, you know, her ass while I'm making out with her, or all these things, you know, or like putting my body weight on top of her, or whatever it is that I'm doing, right? Or slowly undressing her. Those things alone turns me on much more than her giving me a blowjob. Now, don't get me wrong. I definitely enjoy the blowjob, and eventually I'll definitely come from a blowjob. But what actually gets me up is all these other things. It's the other things that gets my mind into like, oh, my God, I'm so enjoying this. Oh, my God, she's so great.
Now, if it's a case of overstimulation, sometimes some of these things will backfire because, again, it's more stimulation.
Actually, no, because we're not stimulating the penis. We're stimulating other areas of the body, in my opinion.
That's true. But I guess what I'm saying is that sometimes just relaxing and doing nothing, other than maybe, you know, being next to her or feeling her a little bit, but sometimes just chilling out for a little bit is all you need to do.
Oh, yeah. I think what it comes down to it when you say chilling out is really actually getting yourself immersed in the moment.
Yeah.
Allow yourself to breathe. Allow yourself to really take in each other's body and let that feeling turn you on. Let that feeling arouse you. And then once it does, you'll be surprised. A man will have no problem getting it back up at all. I can guarantee that, you know. Fast forwarding this a little bit, if you notice that this is an issue multiple times, right? If you notice this is just a one-time issue and you've already done the suggestion we just gave you, and it's happening 2, 3, 4, 5 times in a row, now we may have a different issue.
Yeah. Now, another issue is that if you're hard, you're hard, you're hard, you're hard, and then the condom comes on and now you're not hard, there's a few things, you know, perhaps going on. One is just the idea that there's kind of a break in the flow. And that has to do with the idea that you're putting a lot of pressure on yourself to penetrate. And the condom in some sense breaks up the sexual tension. And now it's like it's an open acknowledgement that you're having sex, and now you're going to put it on, and now you're ready to go. I got to go.
Again, you're putting way too much pressure on yourself.
Way too much pressure on yourself.
Whether it's because of the condom or whether it's because, you know, she's trying to go down. Like the big thing about sex, it has to feel right. It has to feel natural. It has to feel good. But when I say feel good, it has to feel relaxed. If it feels too rushed,
exactly,
too much pressure, things are not going to work. I don't care how studly the man is or how attractive you are as a woman. You know, it's not always just about that. It has to feel very, what am I looking for?
Well, it's got to feel like it's, everything is naturally flowing.
Yeah.
Another issue with condoms, though, is sometimes condoms are too tight. And if that's an issue, you know, you need to get a different size condom or try a condom that will give you a little bit more room. So that's another possibility.
Yeah. So as you guys can tell, there's a lot of reason why a man might go soft on you in the middle of a sexual experience. But that doesn't mean you should put more pressure on yourself or on him. What it comes down to, back off a little bit and come back. Allow yourself to relax. Allow yourself to breathe in each other's energy. Allow yourself to feel each other's body, and things will turn back on. Now, as I said, if you notice a multiple occurrence of this, again, it might turn out that he actually doesn't find you attractive. And I don't mean physically. I hate to say it, but most men actually are more attracted by a woman emotionally than physically. The physicality of, I mean, I'm not going to deny, men are visual by nature. When we look at a woman, we definitely think of you in the bedroom. We definitely think of you as, you know, how she's going to be in the bed and how she's going to look. But that just goes so far. In the end, we still have to feel emotionally connected to you. We still have to feel attracted to you as a person. Because let's be real, if we didn't, we could use masturbation all day long if that's all we cared about. I mean, our genitals on the outside, it's not hard for us to quote-unquote not have sex with women. We could be quote-unquote please ourselves every day if we wanted to. But that is not nearly as satisfying as being with a woman.
Well, I mean, I'm not sure that coming as masturbation is necessarily as... Well, I mean, depends on the situation, I guess. But more times than not, I think that coming, you know, inside of a woman is more pleasurable than masturbating. But,
yeah.
Yeah.
And so if but the point here that I'm trying to make is if you notice that it's a recurring problem, again, before you completely let the guy go, ask yourself, is this a medical issue? And it could be, too.
It could be a medical issue.
You know, I mean, I would say the first reason you want to think about it, first is psychological. As I said, what are you doing to feel connected, to arouse each other? Two would be, is this a medical issue? Meaning, like, does he use substance abuse? If he has a history of substance abuse, you know, typically that affects the blood flow down there.
Right. Alcohol actually can be a major culprit in this.
Exactly. So... if you can, you know, remove that reason, then the last reason will be, does he like you enough? Because I made the mistake before. I've actually slept with someone before, and I wasn't completely emotionally attracted. I mean, I could get it up, but he didn't stay up all as much as I used to with the woman that I really liked. So, you know, this is a man out there putting himself out there and sharing with you the most intimate details here. If I am not emotionally attracted to a woman... it's not going to happen.
If you're puking your guts out afterwards, you know it wasn't a wasn't a good situation.
So on that, you know, I think we had a lot of tips on this.
I think we gave a lot of tips on this, yeah.
So once again, you know, to summarize all this of today's episode is how do you deal with sexual performance and how do you know when to have sex, you know? As a summary... for people who don't know when to have sex, ask yourself, what are you trying to get out of sex, right? If you're a bit, you know, inexperienced, waiting, there's nothing wrong with waiting, right? Get yourself until you're confident and comfortable. If you are very confident, you have experience, and you feel that this is the right time, don't hesitate. Enjoy it. Have fun. And as far as performance anxiety, remember, guys, most of the time, it's how you feel, how you make the other person feel about you. Focus back on how you can immerse that person into being with you. Focus back on making them feel comfortable around you, turned on by you, and things will work out just fine. So I welcome you more questions for next week. Next week, well, I'm probably going to start talking about HBO Girls because it started again. But in the meantime, go out and have fun and bring back some more of those questions because that's all I'm here for. On this is Kim and Evan for Kiss and Tell. Have a great week. We'll